Close competitive loss last night for the Trenton Bulldogs to the Cameron Dragons. They will take on in their final home game of the season, the Penny Hamilton Hornets, Friday night at 7:30. You can hear that game on Z101.7, along with Trenton and Chillicothe, Tuesday, 4:30, Z101.7, starting at Districts Class 3, District 14. Bulldogs 8, Hornets a number 1 seed down there at Chillicothe High School. Coach Corbin Coe joins us, and Coach, not a victory last night, but by all indications, very competitive back-and-forth matchup, and the boys played well.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. Had an 8-point deficit at halftime, cut it to 1 going in the fourth, and got a late steal, down 2 with a one-on-one situation at the rim, and got called for a charge that, you know, could have went either way, and so therefore we had a chance to tie it up late, and then Cameron did a good job hitting free throws.
Coming off of that loss a week ago Monday at Maysville, which was a very disappointing loss for the boys. We talked about that one last week, about how you just couldn't close that one out in the fourth quarter. But it looks like the boys have had a good bounce back from that, and they're playing some of their best basketball of the season coming out of that Maysville game.
Yeah, I thought last night was probably our best complete game effort we had. You know, we had some lapses on the offensive rebounding, but other than that, I thought we played pretty well.
When it comes down to rebounding, Coach, is that, you know, at times is it guys just rotating out of position on where they need to be and just kind of, you know, and knowing their spot on the floor, or are there other issues that you see when it comes to just trying to lock down rebounding?
Well, I talked about this last night. We're not going to throw a pitch out. Like, we're going to give up offensive rebounds through the course of the game. Part of that being our size advantage at different locations at times. But the biggest reason we give up offensive rebounds, you know, to me, is if we let a shot get too close to the rim in the first place, it's more difficult to rebound. And so we got to do a better job of keeping them away from the rim and pushing them out there.
There's also, too, and I see this happen a lot, that if you block out 2 feet from the rim, you're doing your job. But a lot of times, if you're a shorter fella and you're blocking out somebody bigger, that ball is going to go over your head and it's going to go to them. Is trying to block out instead of 2 feet from the rim, trying to get to somebody 5-6 feet away from the rim so that ball's not going to go over your head. Is that something that you try to teach, or are you just trying to teach that block out and then you hope that the ball ends up where you want it to go for a rebound?
You know, what we're trying to do defensively is make teams shoot off the dribble with long twos and contested, so therefore we have more space to rebound in the first place. And then, you know, the biggest thing after you get the initial stop of the offense pursuing the basketball, you got to go pursue it yourself. And so we just got to do a better job of it.
I know going into the game Saturday, you were both looking forward to, and you know, maybe not looking forward to, because you have you know, ties with the boys at King City, certainly the game that you had Saturday morning. But from the Trenton Bulldog perspective on Saturday in the crossover game, Coach, over at King City, the boys play well. They responded off of a couple of days off from games and practice, and really put a good performance together on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with our performance. We had a you know, a couple opportunities to score a little bit more early in the game, and missed a couple shots and things like that. But we hit 10 threes on the day, and we were able to turn the King City team over a bunch to give us more possessions.
You had that, you know, going back to that game against Maysville where it looked like you had it for three quarters, and it's still even with the fourth quarter. You kind of figure, okay, Maysville's making a little bit of a run, but Trenton will have a counter on, and it's just one of those quarters where they kept coming and coming and coming, eventually caught you and beat you. What was kind of the biggest thing? Because when you're rebuilding, there's always you know, lessons in different games and situations. What was the biggest thing coming off of that Maysville game that you wanted the boys to take into the rest of the season, Coach?
You know, you got to get experience being in those closer games, and some of our games this year we haven't had experience of being in a close game late in the game. So, you know, the biggest thing is we've learned how to not lose games by turning the ball over as much, and our shot selection has gotten better, and therefore we're giving ourselves a better chance to be competitive in games. And so just taking those steps forward, now we got to try to figure out how to win those late game situations.
Who scored the ball well for you against King City, Coach? Did anybody stand out, or was it pretty balanced offensively?
We had three or four in double figures. I think Chase had 14 and Bryson had 12 and Royce May had 12, something like that. I think Whitney was right there around the double digit figures. So, and then same thing last night. We've had balanced scoring the last few games, which I really like. I just wish each one of those could bump up maybe 2 points.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, when I do look at your roster, and this is where, you know, this is where I'm kind of at, where you look at a rebuilding season, your first year, you're trying to establish what the program is going to be. But then I look at the roster, and I see guys that are getting better, and I see a roster that's heavily juniors. And obviously, there's still some improvement that needs to go, but you're going to have a team that's pretty heavily seniors, with a lot of them with a year of varsity experience, Coach. When you looked at next November, when you get this team back for 2020-2021, how much of a jump could they reasonably have, do you kind of figure, coming back as seniors for next year?
You know, I don't know if we can put a win-loss on, just like I don't think I can do that any time I go into a season, but definitely expect, you know, to be, you know, more competitive in games with just the experience that we've gained this season and moving forward. And it's a big issue with me is I gotta help develop our players and get deeper as we go on, so we can have a little bit bigger rotation going into next season.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of boys teams, and this is just kind of the way sports works. When I was in school, it was okay, it's basketball season, you know, roll out the basketballs, get into shape and go. Now you got kids that are playing in the summer, and summer ball is becoming a big, big thing with improving your game and being able to do that throughout the calendar year.
Right, and then, you know, that's a big part of it. And the other part of it is make sure we're hitting the weight room and trying to get stronger and faster, and you know, just getting to be better athletes is the biggest issue we have to do within the summertime. And then, you know, if we can get a basketball in their hands a few days during the summer, that's a plus.
What really went well for you last night, Coach, when you look back at the game? Because, you know, you said a couple of minutes ago that you felt like it was the most complete game, or at least one of the more complete games that the boys have put together. Where did you kind of realize that it was going to be a pretty decent night for your team with the level of play that they had at Cameron?
Well, I thought we set the tone. I thought both teams wanted to get up and down the court. And the first half was a pretty high possession game. But then the second half, I thought we did a really good job attacking the rim, which at times we've been passive on that. And, you know, we have an offensive scheme that's set up to attack the rim. And I thought we did a good job of that last night. It led to a lot of free throws and things like that. And then defensively, second half, we did gave up 35 points in the first half, gave up 25 in the second half to give ourselves a chance.
If you look at this team that you play on Friday night, yeah, that's to me a really interesting team, because record-wise, Hamilton isn't lighting the world on fire this year. But with, you know, if you look at what they've done and who they've played the last 2 months, they're getting a ton better, and I think they're going to be one of those teams next week in their district that if you see Hamilton, that's going to be an uncomfortable game, because that's a team that's used to winning and has been getting better and kind of rebuilding season down there. When you look at them Friday night, Coach, what do you see from the Hornets?
You know, we played them about a month ago, and we played a competitive game with them. I think they got us by 13, but the game was fairly close up until the final few minutes. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well that night. We did a really good job defensively, but they're coming off a big win last night where they beat West Platte by 20-plus, which is a good win for them in the KCI. And so definitely coming in Friday night, it'll be a tough test.
Well, I got my phone beeping. It's probably Coach Bacon that's trying to get a hold of me before wrestling heads down to Columbia. So I'll wrap this up here, Coach. And before we do wrap up, because we can't wrap up before talking about districts, obviously, you know, it's a tough matchup when you're an 8 seed and Chillicothe's a 1, but there's a reason why you play the game. And I think it has to at least be somewhat of an encouraging sign for the Bulldogs that you've seen Chillicothe already, so you know what the challenge is.
Right, yeah, and that's a tough team. They're having a great season. You know, getting close to that 20-win mark, and they got two really, really good scorers and a complete basketball team. They're deep enough, even if the guys don't score a ton of points, they do a lot of good things. And so it's going to be a tough matchup for us in that first round, but, you know, absolutely has zero pressure on us in that first round.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, too. It always is fun whenever the Bulldogs and the Hornets get together. The rivalry is always there, so it'll be there, no question about it, on Tuesday. 4:30 tip time from Chillicothe on Z101.7. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck on Friday night. We'll see you at the gym.
Absolutely. Thank you again.